What is the biggest pain, problem, or challenge that your company solves for your customers?
Yeah, at a group level, I would say the biggest pain that we solve for our customers is being able to empower self-expression through our apparel. So whether you're a gamer or you're into the EDM rave scene, we're making you feel like $1 million when you go out to these events. And at the Amazing Group level, we're constantly building and scaling our e-commerce brands so that we can constantly, you know, make our customers happy with their purchases and that they're coming back to us continuously every single month. And our tagline for the Amazing Group is powering a lifestyle of self-expression, because we really care about our passions, and we feel like through our brands, we're able to empower that lifestyle of self-expression.
Now, with regards to being able to systematize your company by documenting procedures, processes, or policies, what were the biggest pains, problems, and challenges that kept you up at night?
Yeah, in order to scale any type of company, you have to have systems and processes in place, or else, you know, it's like a house of cards that can fall at any point in time. That's why when we looked at different solutions for documenting our processes, we stumbled across Sweet Process and have been using it for the past 2 years and been very happy with it. You know, I compare Sweet Process to Google Docs or a Word, Microsoft Word sheet. In my opinion, Sweet Process just makes it more intuitive to use. To build out processes and to keep them constantly updated. And that, you know, slight change or slight difference in what using a Sweet Process versus Google Drive does for us has been a tremendous value add, since everyone is empowered to create their own processes and to update them over time. So issues would be, hey, was there a process for this? Yeah, I think so. Maybe. Oh, yeah, there was. Oh, but it was done 1.5 years ago, and I'm not sure if this is actually the latest version of it. So it was always a tough thing to just even find out where we were as a company for an individual or small process. Just multiply that by the thousands of processes that we have today. It was just a huge problem. So being able to organize all those processes and to use them when the time was right was a huge key factor.
Next question is, what steps did you take in the past to solve the pains, problems, or challenges, and why did they not work?
So we originally then organized ourselves better in Google Drive, but you just have inherent issues with Google Drive. Everyone has to have the same folder structure, onboard a new people. It's just a terrible pain to upkeep. Therefore, when we saw Sweet Process, it was like, hey, it's a dedicated platform. Everyone logs in here. Everyone knows that you go here specifically for processes, and that's it. It's made it easier to upkeep that way.
And then how much did you spend in the past in your attempts to solve the pains, problems, or challenges?
I mean, we spent zero in terms of software costs, just because Google Drive is included with, you know, every team member has it here. But if you wanted to quantify the actual time spent by everyone to, you know, create these processes, clean up bad processes from the past, and then to use them at the appropriate time, on top of my head, I don't have a figure for you, but I can definitely say it's very costly. And that's why it made it a no-brainer to jump on to Sweet Process.
Now, before you solved those pains, problems, or challenges, what did a typical work day look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say probably the biggest impact is when we hire new folks. So hiring and training, because we have Sweet Process, has been cut down drastically. Because we're now able to give them updated SOPs. They can read it on their own time, and then they can basically train themselves without having to have someone walk them through every single detailed step. So it's tremendous time savings on both sides of the manager and the new team member. So therefore, they're spending more time on executing on things that actually are impactful to the company.
And why did you want to systematize your company? What were you afraid of or worried about would have happened if you didn't solve the pains, problems, and challenges?
If we did not solve this issue, it would be a house of cards, and we would constantly take two steps forward and, you know, steps backwards in order to clean up a lot of these missing processes. So once we got this in place, it just made everything more smooth, and people are much happier onboarding and training with us now.
How did you hear about Sweet Process?
I don't really remember off the top of my head. I think I just Googled it because I was basically doing online research to see what other companies were doing with their processes. And it was always a combination of, you know, it's just in emails, or it was done in Microsoft Word and everyone had it on the network, their intranet, or they had it in Google Drive. And then I had saw the few different software that just makes it easier. And I think that's where I found Sweet Process.
Were you initially skeptical about Sweet Process? And if so, why?
No, I mean, you just test it out on the trial and you can see what it does. And it's, you know, it's not rocket science. So you could quickly tell if it's going to meet your needs or not.
When you decided to sign up for Sweet Process, was anyone else at your company involved in making the decision? And what was the buying decision process like?
Yeah, I had my department heads all try it out with us. And we just showed the difference of how it was compared to Google Drive. And a lot of folks thought it was a better, simpler tool. And therefore, we started with Sweet Process.
And how exactly did you use Sweet Process to solve the pains, problems, and challenges you described earlier?
We just use it as it's intended. People are creating and keeping their processes up to date.
And what are some of the most mind-blowing results that you or your company have gotten from using Sweet Process?
It's really getting back to the training. Or, you know, the other scenario is if a team member is absent for a day or two or has to have vacation, you know, they're able to share some of those processes with other team members that can help cover for them and make sure that they don't miss out any of the details.
What is the next big goal you want to achieve in your company?
At the Amazing Group level, our goal is to continuously grow at 50% year over year. This year, we're on target for 30 million. Last year, we were at 20 million.